After more than 40 years of hosting a Prairie Home Companion, Garrison Keillor is handing the show over to his hand-picked successor. This weekend, mandolinist Chris Thiele debuts as the show's new host. As a recent article in the New York Times Magazine suggests, it's going to be a different show with Thiele at the helm. Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer spoke to Abe Streep, whose article poses the question, what's a Prairie Home Companion without Garrison Keillor?
Internally, American Public Media, which distributes Prairie Home Companion, they liken it, this change, to Jimmy Fallon succeeding Jay Leno. But that's not quite right because, you know, Leno didn't create The Tonight Show and write every single joke. And I mean, the Prairie Home Companion is...
the Garrison Keillor show.
It is Keillor. And the sensibility is so much about his upbringing and this sort of Americana nostalgia for a time that is passing us by, or has always been nostalgic. I mean, it's always been sort of backward-looking to a time that may or may not have existed.
And Thiele, although he has a background in bluegrass, which has elements of traditional music in it, is not a traditionalist. I mean, he's very much progressive with the way he approaches music. And in the piece, you talk about him not wanting to be bound by tradition.
He is. And he's caught a lot of flack within the bluegrass world, which is very nostalgic. He is very forward-looking. And his plan is to make the show a presentation of the American songbook. And that, for him, includes classical. It includes folk and blues. Like Keillor has always, the music that Keillor has celebrated, it also includes maybe hip-hop and avant-garde.
Esperanza Spalding is
going to play. And Thiele's tastes are ever forward-looking in his own music. And some of his music can be hard listening because of that. He doesn't like what he calls lowest common denominator stuff, which isn't to say that that was what has been on the show. But sort of an under-recognized, under-celebrated aspect of Prairie Home Companion is what a immense megaphone it was for the acoustic music world. It was, for people who play that kind of music, the thought of it disappearing is really scary because it's been a way to reach millions of people. That's exciting.
Caught my eye when I was reading your piece that Chris Thiele says he's essentially willing to lose millions of listeners. Now, he wants to gain millions more, but he's not afraid of maybe alienating some of the show's core followers. Is that a smart strategy?
I think it's an exciting strategy, and I think it may not work, and it may work. It requires sort of a double move of retaining some of Keillor's fans and then bringing in new fans.
Interesting that Garrison Keillor, you know, he says in the article, we could have done focus groups, we could have done market testing to figure out who the new host is. He played more of a kingmaker. He said, this is my heir.
Yeah, well, the show also, it's so associated now with his voice, that specific voice and those stories about Lake Wobegon. But it really did start as a musical variety show. Keillor went to report on the Grand Ole Opry for the New Yorker in 1974. And then afterward, started this show that was really intended at first to be a musical variety show. And that's what he wants it to return to be.
I wonder a bit about Chris Thiele's motivations. I mean, this is a guy who's tremendously successful. He's playing bluegrass festivals to Carnegie Hall. What do you think he sees to gain by taking on this role as the host?
Well, I mean, that was my first question to him was, why are you doing this? Because he does have an audience. But for one, he worships Keillor and he worships the show, because he grew up listening to it and he grew up on it. He first appeared on it at age 15 and it was instrumental in his career. So he is very aware of the show's role in sort of promoting a certain kind of the American songbook. And he feels a charge to carry that forward and to present a more diverse kind of American songbook. And he also, he does have a big audience, a specific one. And he's very frank that he told me that it's not going to get any bigger for me than this in terms of the numbers of people. You know, Prairie Home's listenership last year, or just terrestrial listenership, was about 3 million a week, which is a lot of people. And he's a big believer in the power of live entertainment.
You got to sit in on a planning meeting with producers and Chris Thiele sitting all around a big table. What was that experience like? What did you observe?
I was trying to imagine what some of those people might be thinking, because I'm sure they've had similar sorts of meetings with someone else for more than four decades, you know?
Right.
And it's got to be a very jarring thing. And Chris is not planning to move to St. Paul, and he's has new ideas. And
did you sense tension in the room?
No. I mean, there was a couple moments of tension when Chris wanted to perform a live request on the radio show, and some people thought
that unrehearsed, right?
Yeah, unrehearsed live request that not everyone in the band had ever heard the song or the role. And so there was nervousness about that. But that said, I mean, Keeler always, he was very famous for changing things up until the very last minute in terms of run of show or scripts. So within the show, they're comfortable with improvisation, and they're just not comfortable with it necessarily with Chris Thiele because it's been someone else doing it for four decades. So we'll see if it works. I mean, the big question is, of course, if the extremely wildly devoted audience that Keeler has developed is willing to take the leap to a young mandolin player with a high voice from California. So we'll see.
That's Abe Streep speaking with Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer. Streep's article, What's a Prairie Home Companion Without Garrison Keeler?, appeared in the September 27th edition of the New York Times Magazine. Chris Thiele debuts as the show's host on Saturday evening.